And an update now on Foxconn's plan to build a huge factory in southeastern Wisconsin. President Trump takes some credit for luring the Taiwanese tech giant to the state. And it was the former Republican Governor Scott Walker's administration that brokered the deal back in 2017. In exchange for $3 billion in incentives, the company said it would build a factory to make LCD screens and create 13,000 new jobs. But Wisconsin's new Democratic governor, Tony Evers, says the state and Foxconn now want to renegotiate the deal. And this time, the governor wants more transparency.
I think we're at a point now where we are relatively confident that the original footprint of that project is going to be much smaller.
Mayan Silver from member station WUWM reports.
You've heard of smartphones and smart speakers. Well, companies like Foxconn now have smart factories, manufacturing plants with an IT component. And workers in those plants need to know advanced manufacturing, or what's called Industry 4.0, to be able to use and communicate with machines that run the factory. Last year, Foxconn partnered with Gateway Technical College in southeastern Wisconsin to teach students how smart factories work. Foxconn says the goal is a talent pipeline from Gateway classrooms to Foxconn manufacturing jobs, where workers would produce screens for cell phones and tablets.
All right, so okay. Let's start out by wiring up the power cords.
Tony Leston starts with the industrial basics in his advanced manufacturing course, showing students how to wire a simple circuit to turn a motor on and off.
And then for the 24-volt, just use blue.
Leston says while Gateway's program was developed with Foxconn's input, it isn't geared just for that company.
These are skills that everybody in high tech needs to get going, and then you typically learn those very specific skills on the job.
Whether Foxconn will be providing those jobs is still an issue. Last summer, Foxconn scaled down the size of the product it would produce. Then earlier this year, made confusing statements about the type and number of jobs that would be available. The company then reconfirmed its manufacturing promises. Gateway President Brian Albrecht says he's unfazed by all the uncertainty.
We still believe there will be thousands of jobs in manufacturing. It might be different product lines or different ways in which that manufacturing is being built out.
There are currently 36 students in Gateway's advanced manufacturing program. Amber Hyren is one of them. She works as a housekeeper, but a career counselor suggested Industry 4.0 manufacturing as a new path for her. Hyren says the potential for Foxconn jobs was an initial draw. And despite the company's shifting plans, she still thinks it's possible to land a Foxconn job.
So I'm hoping with this degree, because Foxconn asked for it, that it might be a possibility.
Whatever Foxconn jobs actually materialize is important, says Democratic State Representative Greta Neubauer. She represents Racine, the closest city to Foxconn's planned campus. It's had one of the state's highest unemployment rates for decades.
I think a lot of people in Racine were always skeptical of the deal, but they also understand that our community is struggling. They're struggling, their neighbors are struggling, and we really do need good middle-class jobs in our community.
Neubauer says she wants greater transparency from Foxconn and applauds Gateway College for keeping its end of the bargain, preparing students for Foxconn jobs. Republican Governor Scott Walker agreed to an extraordinarily generous deal with Foxconn, says Timothy Bartik. He's a senior economist with the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research in Michigan. It's the largest incentives package in state history. Yet,
you know, and the thing that was always unclear from the very beginning with Foxconn is what could justify this extraordinary deal when it looked as if, frankly, it looked like a typical manufacturing project with decent wages and decent multiplier effects, but nothing extraordinary about it.
In pushing to renegotiate the deal, it appears Wisconsin's new Democratic governor has the same concerns, questioning whether, even in the best-case scenario, Foxconn's deal will pay off for the state. For Here and Now, I'm Mayan Silver in Milwaukee.